My name is James Squizzato. I'm here with Mr. Glenn Stanley. We're in McBride, or just outside of McBride. It is the 18th of July, the year 2000, and the consent form has been signed. First question is, what's the one thing you remember most about living in the McBride area?
Well, I really love the mountains. I was 5 years old when I moved here. We were away for 2 years when I was in my teens, but I've lived here 55 years now.
55 years.
And I love climbing and hiking and ski mountaineering, so we spend our time in the hills.
Now, where did you, so you moved here, and what year was that? Would have been, I guess I should do the math.
I don't know. I'm almost 62, and I was 5 when I moved here.
60s, 40s, 50s. Hold on. Jeez. Well, this is why I'm in history. My math's not so great. So 57 years ago would be 1943. Where did you move from?
Well, we came up from White Rock, but I was born in High Prairie.
Which is in Alberta, right?
Yep.
Came from White Rock. White Rock is...
It's in the Vancouver area.
Right,
right,
okay.
On the border.
Right. And why did your family move here?
I was too young to know for sure, but Dad came to work with Lammings in the lumber camp community.
For Lambing Mills?
Yep.
Yeah. When you first moved here, do you remember the approach? So, were you a Lambing resident or a McBride resident then?
Lambings. We didn't live right in the camp for the first couple of years. We lived in a house down near the Fraser River.
Right.
Below the railroad tracks.
Right, okay. Now, was that the house owned by the railway or Lambing Mills or...?
I really don't know.
Right.
I presume it was owned by Lambings, but I don't know.
Right. Do you remember the approximate population of Lambings when you moved in? Say, well, obviously at 5, you probably weren't paying close attention to that, but...
When we were some of the first ones to come here, so it was really quite small then.
Right. An idea, maybe 50 people?
People. Could be 50 people. Later on, they had 60 employees, so that was quite a good-sized camp.
Right. Now, was it mostly young people or older people, females, males, families?
I think it was all young people.
Okay. Was it families or single sort of people?
Oh, I think it was mostly families.
Right, mostly families.
They started a school right away.
Oh, they did start school right away.
Yeah.
And this was one in Lambings.
Yep.
Oh, okay. What grade did the schools go to?
I'm not sure. 1 to 8, I presume.
1 to 8?
Yep.
Right, yeah. And if people wanted to go higher?
They'd have to go to town or go out someplace else, yeah.
Town would be McBride.
Yep.
Right. And
but nobody did that. The roads are so bad, you couldn't even drive them sometimes of the year.
Really?
Wow. To go back and forth in the way freight.
That's how you get back and forth in the way freight?
Sometimes of the year, in breakup.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, was it more of a permanent population? Did people move in and out, or...?
Some moved in and out, but the core group was permanent, yeah.
The core group.
Some are still here.
Some
like
are
myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. And now, what was the main reason for people leaving, people that did move out? Remember?
I don't know. It's a bit isolated if you're not used to it.
Right.
Some people come in from a larger community and come here, and it's pretty quiet.
Right, yeah.
You make your own entertainment, you don't get out. You maybe got out once a year.
Right.
When you went to Jasper, there were just two ruts through the bush, and the grass was just about as high as the hood in your car.
No
so
kidding.
You had to put a screen on it or plug up the radiator, and
really?
That was the only highway.
So you'd go to Jasper occasionally, or?
Once a year.
Once a year. How long would that take you to get to Jasper?
About 7 hours.
No kidding. Oh, wow. And today it's about probably 2, I guess, now.
Yeah.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, we had to ford rivers and stuff.
Rivers, oh, really?
Didn't have any bridges.
With your car?
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. That's amazing. Now, have you ever moved from the area, or have you always stayed?
When I was a teenager, I was still living with my folks.
Right.
And they moved down to Chilliwack for a year and a half, because Dad liked building.
Right.
And so I went with him and built with him.
Right.
But then we came back.
Came back, right.
And I haven't moved since.
You haven't moved since? No. Boy, you've got a nice spot here.
I don't want to.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting how you... Would you rather mind recapping how you found your house here? I just think it's interesting. Might be a good thing to catch on tape.
Well, there's a bunch of us boys were together, and we were kind of bored one Sunday.
Right.
So we thought we'd do something a little more exciting, so we took our old homemade canvas canoe strips and went up the Door River a few miles and put it in. And the guy that was going to canoe with me, he backed out. And the guy that said he would come with me had never been in a canoe before.
Oh, really? Jeez.
So we had quite a time, and we weren't bored anymore for quite a while. We got stuck crosswise in the stream a few times, and finally we had a big gash in it that it wouldn't float anymore. So we tied a rope on it and dragged it up the bank, and this is where we lived.
Yeah.
It's, I like the looks of it. And,
yeah. That's amazing how you found it. Yeah. Now, would you care to draw a general layout of the town site of Lamming when you lived there? Like, say where the general store was and the river and the railway, like a rough sketch? Or?
Well, it really hasn't changed much. The streets are still there, although when we first moved there, there was only 2 streets, not the 3rd one.
Right.
And, it was all... There's a church right out on the bank just above the railroad track.
Right.
And just across the street, there's a hall.
Right.
And that was our only entertainment, almost, except there was a baseball diamond at the school, and we played soccer and baseball.
Right. Now, where did you live as I guess, in relation to things like the church and or the mill? Or?
First of all, we lived about halfway down Center Street.
Right.
And then we built another house over on 3rd Street when that opened up.
Right.
And the last house we lived in Lamming Mills is still there. It's out by the highway. When you turn off our present highway to go into Lamming Mills.
Right.
It's the house on the right-hand side, right up next to the highway. We built
the first
that
one there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I know the house there, yeah.
Wow. We built that and lived in there until I got married.
Right. Now, did you have, was it, as far as neighbors, did you have neighbors close by?
The closest neighbor was about 300 feet away.
Right, wow. So a good distance away, then.
Yeah, there was trees between, so right. There's no, you know, it was fairly private that way.
Right. Could you describe the changes in the layout of the town over the years?
Well, houses did build up some, but, the streets were lined with houses pretty much all the way down, all 3 of them.
Right.
And now they're kind of deteriorating.
Right.
But, we had sidewalks, wooden sidewalks, and that's where we rode our bikes and had open ditches and gravity feed water system, and it was good.
Right. Are the sidewalks still there?
Some of them are.
Yeah.
But they're pretty bad.
Yeah. Now, was there any other mill beside Lamming Mills in Lamming's?
No.
No. Did Lamming Mills have a graveyard?
No, the only graveyard was the McBride one.
What about things like a hotel or a pub or?
Nope.
No? How about a church?
We had a church.
Right.
And there was nobody in Lambing Mills drink or
right.
smoke, so.
No kidding.
No, that was no need.
Right, yeah. As far as things, you said you had gravity-fed water. Is electricity in Lambing Mills now? Or?
There is now. At first, the Lambings just had their own power plant.
Right.
Diesel unit. And, right. And they shut it off every evening at 10 o'clock and started it in the morning.
Right.
So there were no fridges or anything like that.
Now, what about things like a telephone or plumbing and things like that?
There's no telephone. There's no indoor toilets.
Right.
We didn't even have bathtubs.
Oh.
We had just a big round tub.
Right.
We warmed water on top of the wood stove and took a bath in the middle of the floor.
There you go. Well, this is clean as clean, though, I would say. So,
yeah.
Now, as far as entertainment, what did you do for entertainment?
Well, we had baseball and soccer, and then we had the hall.
Right.
And we played badminton and volleyball. And baseball.
Community hall?
Lambing Mills. Lambing's built their own hall for
oh,
us.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, the mills. The mill built the community hall?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Now, did the mill play any other role in the community besides, say, as far as organizing events or picnics or other than you know, working in forestry? Or?
No, not really.
Right.
Once a year, they paid to have a musician come in.
Right.
And the kids were left out of that, but the other people, you know, they came and. And that was, you know, that was the one thing a year.
So they bring me from Vancouver or from somewhere else?
I really don't know. The one that they brought in most often was a violinist, and I think his name is Grappentine.
Okay. Grappentine?
Yeah. Okay. That's how I remember
Great.
It.
Now, what else took, or other events took place at the community hall?
Oh, there were lots of socials and programs. It was busy all the time.
Really?
Every
really?
Night.
Oh, every night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And most of the community would go there and participate in
yep.
different events?
And then there'd be programs on the weekends.
Right. Programs?
Amateur hours and...
Oh, really? Well, so people get up and play an instrument or tell a joke or...
Yep.
Now, as far as social services, like health services...
I think the public health nurse came out about once a year and looked after us kids in school, and that's
right.
all I remember.
That's it. So if something did go wrong, if someone was
hurt... We had a hospital in town.
Oh, so you go into...
Yep.
And then would you get on the wait freight then? And
well, most of the time we could drive.
Right. Okay.
You know, sometimes you had to take the big logging trucks in with a six-wheel drive.
Really? And just get across the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. Geez.
There's no dentist. Doctors, you know, if you had a tooth that hurt, well, the doctor would pull it out. There was no fillings.
Now, what about, was there a local, was there a midwife in Lambing Mills at all? Or?
No.
Or to McBride?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the doctors.
Do you feel these... Living in Lambing Mills and having to go to McBride for health service, things like that, did it fit suit the needs of the community adequately? Or?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Like I say, I mean, some people have, like myself, have a few teeth missing that could have been saved, maybe. But
right. Yeah. Now, was there a general store in Lambing Mills?
Yes, Lambing's had their own store.
Okay.
And that was interesting. Everything came in on the way freight.
Right.
And the cheese came in great big blocks of cheese.
Right.
And then you could just go to the store and ask for whatever weight you wanted, and they'd chop it off. And I suppose the most memorable thing was that ice cream came in every Friday.
Oh, no kidding. There you go.
So everybody came. That was the one thing, you know, there's no ice cream during the week because there's no freezers.
Right. So every Friday?
Every Friday, you came and got your ice cream.
Really?
And they brought in a great big tub, so you go in there, you bring your bowl along, and
Your own bowls?
Yep, bring your own bowl along and fill the bowl and weigh it.
No cones yet, I guess.
No.
Now, do they have things like tools and clothing in the general store as well? Or?
No, no, it was just food.
Strictly food. So if you need, where would you go to get tools and clothes then?
McBride.
You going to McBride.
We did have Eaton's and Simpson's.
Right. You know, so you'd just order through the...
Yep.
Through the Now, you mentioned that there was a school. Did they have any school... Was there any school activities or that the kids would get involved in? Or that they put on plays or anything like that? Or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Christmas concerts, but that's not all. They had other things, too.
Right. Do you know what they were... What they were?
No. No, I don't remember.
Right. Can you describe the social life of young people, say for dating or things like that, or for meeting people?
Well, it was largely at the hall,
right?
Playing games, and they had motion pictures.
Oh, really?
They came in pretty much once a week,
right?
Saturday nights.
Now, when you lived in Lambing Mills, where did most people work?
Everybody worked in for Lambing Mills. Lambing's, yeah. Right. Some worked in the bush and some worked in the mill.
Right.
I spent most of my life working in the mill. I did almost every job in the mill, including Sawyer.
Wow.
And that's when we built our house when we were living there, and saw the timbers in our house, like the 4x8s,
right,
and the rafters and stuff. I cut those myself. I was
no kidding.
I worked with a planer man, and he set the thing up on the weekends, and we planed the thing so there wasn't a whole crew sitting waiting.
Oh, no kidding.
So just the two of us would plane the things. And
really? So you essentially had a huge role in building your house then, I guess.
Yeah, I had no help.
Really?
I did it all myself.
Really?
And didn't even have power. We didn't have power. In fact, after we were married, we lived for a year without power.
Wow.
I had electric stove built in and everything, but it was useless. We cooked on an airtight heater.
Really? Holy jeez.
Yeah. Huh. It'd be hot in the summer.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. Bring it outside, maybe. Now, I interviewed another fellow who lived in Lambing's. He said that Lambing would give the lumber away for free if you wanted to build your home.
If you built it in Lambing Mills, yes.
Right, okay.
But when you build on your own property like this, we had to pay for it.
Right, right. Now, did they give you a bit of a break, or?
I don't know, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, you worked for the mill for how many years?
Oh, whoa. I guess about at least 10 years.
At least 10 years?
Yeah.
Now, do you remember what year the mill closed down? Roughly?
I guess when I was about 28, and I don't know what that would be.
1969, roughly around there.
Could be
1969. Now, what did you do then when the mill closed down?
I helped build the plywood plant.
Oh, okay.
I was about the third person hired, I think. And so I worked a year in construction, and then I went to Edmonton and took some training and ran the lathe. So I spent about 10 years running the lathe there.
Now, in the plywood, this is the plywood plant that's in Lambing now, is it?
Or no, the one just across the highway down.
Right, okay, just across. So what's the name of that one again?
Ziegler's.
Ziegler's, right.
Except it's changed now. It's McBride Forest Products, I think.
Right, that's right.
They're just changing it. So.
Are you still there now?
No, I'm self-employed right here.
Oh, okay.
I've been for a long time.
Oh, for how long?
I guess about 20 years.
Well, now what is it you're self-employed at?
I do woodworking and upholstering.
Upholstery? Mm-hmm. I have a chair I just bought, actually, that could use reupholstery. So you're an upholsterer?
Yep.
Really? Maybe?
That's why this car is here.
Okay, I didn't know what you had to do. So you reupholstered the car, too, as well?
I didn't. A fellow in Vilmot is restoring it.
Right.
And he bought this headliner and couldn't get it to fit, so he brought it here for me to put in for him.
Right. Do you now do more cars or furniture?
Well, I do more furniture than cars, but I do more no more woodworking. I do a lot of industrial seats.
You do?
Airplanes, cars, anything.
Now, do you build furniture as well?
I have.
Right.
That's sort of expensive. Not very many people do that.
It is, yeah. I could, yeah. Now, like you said earlier, there was only one. Some free advertising there for you.
I do inlaid woodwork too.
Do you?
I can show it to you.
Yeah, I'd like that actually. Yeah.
Pictures and cedar chests and photo albums and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's all made out of wood.
Do you have a company name?
Yes, Compositions in Wood.
Compositions in Wood. Oh, like yeah. Like I saw on the board when I came in there. Compositions in Wood.
And Stanley's Custom Upholstery is our upholstery in the website.
Okay, great.
Two businesses.
Now, you worked in the mill and your father worked in the mill. Most people would live in the town site of Lambton's itself. Now, were those all company homes? Or?
Yep.
So they were owned by the company and just rented by the people?
Yes.
Right.
And if you built your own house, you didn't have to pay any rent as long as you lived there.
Really?
They pay for the lumber, you do the work, and you get free rent.
Wow. Excellent.
But if you moved out and somebody else moved in, then they'd pay rent.
They'd pay rent. It was rent. What was rent like?
I really don't know.
Right.
I've never paid rent in my life, and I don't remember my folks ever paying rent.
Right. Right. Now, were the bunkhouses there as well?
Yep. And
what were the conditions of, say, the bunkhouses or the homes, as far as living? Were they comfortable, or did they...
Well, they were comfortable.
Yeah.
It was nice. That's all we knew.
Right.
Yeah. And there, it was just lumber on the walls. There was nothing but gyprock or wallpaper.
Right.
And the shavings in the walls.
For insulation?
For insulation, and that settled after a while.
Yeah, I've heard this.
But
yeah.
Everybody was in the same boat, and it was good.
Right.
It was all right.
Yeah. Now, did you find that your skills, did you see much change in technology over the years in Lambing Mills itself? There was quite a bit.
Lambing's mill burnt down, and they built a new one. At that time, it was the most high-tech, up-to-date mill in the whole valley, including Prince George.
Oh, really? Do you remember when it burnt down, the first mill?
No, I don't.
Rough idea?
My wife would know.
All right. Was it, you remember, 50s or 60s? Or?
Yeah, it would be about 50, maybe 5, somewhere around there.
Now, you said what other equipment did you use besides being the sawyer?
Well, I worked in the boxcar and tail sawing for quite a while.
Right.
On the green chain, behind the edger.
So you did quite a bit there.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what was the work regimen like? Was it shift work or?
No, just a one shift.
And how many hours a day was that?
It used to be 10 hours a day.
Wow. Good long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, and a lot of physical work, so you didn't need so much entertainment.
Right. I guess not,
You didn't need a fit, that's for sure.
Right. How far was the mill from, say, from your homes?
We just walked to work. It was right there.
So it wasn't far?
No. I guess I really don't know. 300 yards. Some of the buildings, like the bunkhouses, were there just across the road.
Right. And was there a cookhouse for the people who lived in there?
Yep.
Right. Was your wage adequate for the cost of living?
Well, sure. There was no place to spend money. It was good.
Right. I guess
yeah,
so.
We were I started in the boxcar, and that was about 95 cents an hour.
Right.
And then we kind of worked up.
Yeah.
And by the time I left there, I was Sawyer, and we were making, well, Sawyer made $5 an hour.
So you'd moved up quite a ways then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you, if you wanted to save some money, was it the wage enough that you could put a little bit aside if you wanted to, or?
I suppose you could, but you know, it didn't much happen.
It didn't?
Well, you know, yeah. Nowadays they have all kinds of saving plans, but then, you know, when we first started, there wasn't even a bank in town. All the checks had to go to Prince George.
Oh, really? To get them cashed?
Yeah.
And how would you get your money back then?
I don't know. Maybe Lammy's cashed. I don't know what happened.
Right.
I still have some of Dad's checks here. It's kind of from way back. And yeah, they all came from Prince George.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, so you kept the checks that were cashed and...
Yeah.
Huh.
I got some of my dad's.
Oh, I'd like to have them close by, or do you have to dig them out? Or?
I'm not sure. They're around someplace.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Now, did employment change according to the seasons for Lammings, or was it?
Lammings were pretty good in giving students work.
Right.
So young people that wanted to go away to school.
Oh, it's college, university?
Yeah.
Right.
They would get work.
They would.
And some of them weren't very good workers, but they were pretty, very patient.
Right.
Tolerant. Even work for the summer.
Right.
But other than that, no, it was pretty steady.
It was.
There were some Peace River farmers that came down, you know, for the winter.
Right.
And went back for the summer.
So they'd come and do some falling in the winter? Or
yeah.
And work at the mill? Did you feel... secure in your job? Did you always feel like there was going to be work? Or?
Yep.
Now, was there ever, were there benefit packages or anything like that? Or?
No.
No? Other than free lumber if you built your home and things like that, I guess?
Yep.
It's a pretty good benefit, though.
One of the things that helped me build this house is that Lammings were having a hard time financially.
Right.
So I was single, and so they got behind in their checks. I was 9 paychecks behind.
Wow.
And so I just got the lumber. They gave me the lumber as a payment for, you know, some of my back pay.
Right.
So that was my bank, I guess.
I guess so, eh? When you think about it, yeah.
And the property was the same way. We have 28 acres here, and it belonged to Lammings.
Really?
And it was $40 an acre.
Wow. That's wonderful.
And that, too, just came off of our...
Your check?
What was owed, yeah.
Wow. 28 acres. Is it all along the Door River? Or?
It's everything between the road and the river. It's half a mile of road and three-quarters of a mile of river.
Right. Mr. Stanley lives right on the Door River. And actually, the spot he climbed up to, how far did you climb? Maybe about 50? Well, maybe...
About 55 feet.
About 55 feet, yeah. He, up from the river to find his... His home that we're now in, and it has a beautiful. It looks overlooks the river. It's a beautiful view. He's got two big windows there. So I just like to describe it for the word what his setting is actually. Maybe make it easier for the transcriber to transcribe things if they can put themselves in the area that we're speaking from. Now, so what was? Do you remember? Was there a union ever in Lammings Mills? Or?
No.
No. Do you remember what the labor relations were like between the mill and the people who lived in town? Was it good between the employer and the employees?
Oh, yeah, really
good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you ever see strikes or labor disputes? Or
nope.
Nothing like that?
Never.
Zeidler
still isn't union. There's no union anywhere in the woodworking sector here in McBride, I don't think.
Right. Now, did you ever see... people commute from other areas to work in Lammings, or everyone?
Well, some people would come from Alberta to come and work, yeah.
They would, mm-hmm. And then just go home and at the during the summer, or was it, were these sort of the farmer types again? And
yeah, it went both ways.
Went both ways, yeah. So. Now what is what were some of the most pleasant aspects of living in Land Mills?
Well, I guess what meant the most to me is I could just leave my house and go out the back into the wilderness and climb a mountain. And I couldn't drive. My folks were very patient and just let me go.
Wow.
So I'd go all by myself with my dog and climb up.
Wow, excellent.
Every week. So
you really like to climb then?
I seldom ran into any animals and never had a mishap.
Never problems with bears or things like
no
that?
Problems, never, no problems,
never. Really?
I've seen them once in a while.
Yeah.
Go up the logging roads to the end of the logging roads and then go through the bush up in the alpine and then hike around the alpine all day. And
wow. That sounds nice. I climb a bit too, so yeah, obviously you've climbed a lot more than myself, so probably when we're done the tape here I'll ask you which one I could probably walk up and fast. I've done McBride Peak, but
LaSalle's beautiful.
But which one?
Not LaSalle, just there's a logging, not a logging road, there's a road to Timberline.
The Timberline?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can go up to the peak, and you can come down the far ridge and across the alpine, and there's a bunch of lakes down there.
So you just walk up the road from the base there? And
yeah, you can drive quite a ways.
Oh, okay.
Even with your car.
Oh, really? How? But as far as the...
Well, with a pickup, you can drive right to the alpine.
Right. With an 86 tempo?
I don't know.
Maybe halfway, probably, there or something.
Yeah.
Were there any negative aspects of living in Lemmy Mills that you remember?
No.
Good.
I mean, you had to go away to go to school.
Right.
And we didn't have telephones.
Right.
I went away for 1 year, and it was pretty hard on me. I mean, I was a country person. And, you know, communications, no telephones, it was pretty hard.
Right.
And I got pretty lonesome. So I stuck it out 1 year, and that's it. I stayed home and worked. So.
Where did you go for 1 year?
Canadian Union College in Alberta.
Ah. What were you going to take? What were you taking?
I took grade 9.
Grade 9? And that was it? Yeah.
Yeah. I've taken correspondence courses since, but that was it.
Right. Yeah. Now, did you notice much difference between rich and poor people in the town?
Nope.
No? Was there separation? Was there different races or different ethnicity, people different, no separation between that either. Did you see, was there any women that worked outside the home?
Virtually none.
Right.
No, there was the cook and the lady that ran the store.
Right.
And she also ran the post office, and I think that, like, we had mail coming right to Lemmy Mills. And I can't think of anybody else.
Right. Was there a large number of single men in the community?
No. I suppose maybe 15. Maybe 20 at some times.
What about things like single parent families?
No. No. There may have been some, but I don't remember any. Okay.
Was there any women's groups? Or?
No.
No women's
groups?
Not
that I know of.
Men's groups? Now, where did most people in the community come from as it was built? Was it, were they from other parts of Canada or foreign immigrants or mixed group?
You know, I probably don't even know. Lymings moved here from Rocky Mountain House.
Right.
And the main core came with them then, and I don't know, I suppose maybe 4, 5, 6 families.
Right.
And other than that, I think they came from everywhere.
Right.
My wife's folks, they came from Alberta. They were farmers before they came here. And, yeah, they just came from everywhere.
Right. So do you remember the general ethnic makeup? Or as far as As far as was there foreign immigrants or anything? Did you see that came in at one point or?
Oh yes.
Oh okay.
Yeah, they came from all over.
Oh okay. Any specific large groups that came in? Was it?
No.
No.
No. Some came from Norway and some came from different parts, but.
Right. Now, any visible minorities in Lemmy Mills? Was there First Nations or Asian
no.
people?
None.
Then, did different ethnic groups have different types of jobs, or did everyone have a different? So, was there any racial or ethnic tension in town?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
None at all.
None at all. We're putting a list together of people that we'd like to interview in the future. Do you have anybody else you think we should go and call on, or any names?
Well, one of the first people that came here, I think, were Fries.
Fries?
And she's still alive. She's in the old folks home, the Beaver View Lodge.
Beaver View Lodge.
Nudge Fry.
Old folks. And her name's Madge?
Yep.
Fry,
F-R-Y.
F-R-Y, yep. Sounds good to me. In McBride.
Yep. And the other ones could be my wife's folks. They live just across the street from the old folks' home.
Oh, okay.
They just had their 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And they've been here a long time.
In their names?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Audrey and Melvin McCarty.
Audrey and Melvin McCarty?
Yep.
M-C-K?
C-A-R-T-Y.
C-A. And they're in McBride as well?
Yep.
Any other names you can think of?
They're in a real steep pitch group house.
Okay.
Just right across the street from
me. I've probably seen it, yeah. Anyone else you can think of? Is there anything else you'd like to add that you think that you'd like to say about the area that's going to...
I don't think so.
No?
You know, some of the kids in their wilder moments, they get cars and play hide and seek up on the logging roads.
Right.
Turn the lights out and sneak into some other corner. And of course, you know, sometimes there's, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend situations there.
Right.
But nothing bad. I mean, they're all just having fun.
It's just a tight community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to ask me? You can take that. No? Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Okay.
Relatively painless.